Okay, today's daf is Yivamis Daf Lamed Vav. Today's shiur is sponsored Lezecha Nishmas Moshe Ben Yosef Cook, Zichrono Levracha, Dr. Milton Cook, who is the cornerstone of his family's foundation of Torah. His Neshama Shev and Aliyah, sponsored by Linda and Arthur Cook and family. We thank you for the sponsorship and the Neshama Shev and Aliyah through the Divrei Torah. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, we'll pick up Lamed Hema Beis, where we picked up with last time, Esve, about the seventh wide line, Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Esve, Rabbi Yochanan, the Reish Lakish. So we are in the Sugya, Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan, and Reish Lakish. What happens if Chalitza or Yibum is done to a woman who is pregnant at the time? Right? Nothing is supposed to have happened. But what if something happened? We know Muberis, we usually wait and see, what what's going to be with the baby. If the baby is a Bar Kayama, if he is a viable baby, so then there is no chiv of yibum or chalitza. If it is not a viable baby, so then you would do chalitza or yibum then. What happens, though, if the yavam did not wait? The yavam did chalitza or yibum beforehand, while she was still pregnant. So that was a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says it's nothing. I'm sorry, Rabbi Yochanan says it is significant, and there is nothing needed afterwards. Bias mu'uberes and chalitza's mu'uberes is significant. Or Reish Lakish says no, chalitza's mu'uberes lo shma chalitza, bias mu'uberes lo shma bia. And as we'll see, we pass on like Reish Lakish in this case. Either way, so now we're going back and forth in terms of trying to prove one way or the other when this takes place, bishas ibur. So, seventh line on the wide lines, lamed hema beis. Eisfer, Rabbi Yochanan, the Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, the Rebbe, asked Reish Lakish the Talmud and his brother-in-law, Ein avlad shel kayama yikayim. So the Mishnah had said, if we remember, the beginning of the Perek Acholetz, Lamed Hema Beis. So the Mishnah had said, if Chalitz is done while she is mu'uberes, and she later has a baby. So if the Vlad is a ben kayama, so then Mutter b'krova. Say, Mates b'krova, meaning the Chalitz was meaningless, you didn't need it. If the Vlad was not a ben kayama, then the Gemara, the Mishnah says, "Ein avav kayama," that he is aser b'krovosav, yaser b'krovav. It has significance, and opasla menakahuna. That was all regarding chalitza. But the second half of the Mishnah said that hakones es yivimto, if one does yibum while she is a mu'uberes. So if the vlad is not shel kayama yikayim, then they're allowed to stay married. Right, because he did Yibam a little early, but he had a Chiyav of Yibam, but he did Yibam a little early because they married. That's what the Mishnah said. So the Gemara says, Bishlam al-Lididi, Rabbi Yochanan says, that makes sense to me, Da'amina Chalitza's Muber Shema Chalitza, Ubias Muber Shema Bia, Bishamachik Tadi Yekayim, so that's why they can stay married, because it was a good Bia, and it was a good Yibam before, therefore, just stay married. Ela Lididach Da'amrit Chalitza's Muber Shema Chalitza, Ubias Muber Shema Bia, but according to you, what's done while she is Mu'uberes is not halachically significant. So what should the Mishnah say? Not just that they can't stay married, but they need to get married. Yachzar v'yivol v'yikayim ibayle. You have to get married again, because the bia, you have to do yibum again. So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. Reish Lakish would say, that's what the Mishnah means. Ma yikayim yachzar v'yivol v'yikayim. That's what it means. Delo sagi b'lav hachi. Right? Because there's no way to get out of that. So that's the easy way that Reish Lakish could read the Mishnah. That's what it means. Igeda amrei, or we ask this in the opposite way. Esri Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan. Ein avlad shel kayama yikayim. Same diuk, but the opposite way. Bishlam al-Didi, Reish Lakish says, I understand why it says yikayim according to me. Da amina chalitzas mu'uberes lo shma chalitzo, bias mu'uberes lo shma bia, haynu diktani yikayim. What does it mean yikayim in the Mishnah? Yachzor v'yivol v'yikayim. Delo sagi b'lav achi. That's what I say. It means that's what you have to do. Ela didach ratza yotzi rasi kaimi boile. But according to you, it should be that it was all, according to you who you say that it was all significant already, so it should be ratza yotzi rasi kaimi boile. You should have the choice. According to you, if it's not a vlad shel kayama, so you should have the choice of what you're allowed to do. Maybe you can even do chalitza. Right? Why do you say yikayim? That's Reish Lakish to Rabbi Yochanan, that if it was already halachically significant, so Gemara answers, enachinami. I did turn a ratio yotzi turn a namase for yikayim. Okay, it just wants to be parallel, but nechinami, it would be mutter. Good. Says the meaning yotzi beget. If you would want a divorce, you could do a beget because the original yibum shas ibur was halachically significant. Meisve. Whenever we have a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, it's always good to remember the Gemara about Metzia when they first met. and Reish Lakish was swimming in the water, and if Yochanan sees his strength, then he says, you should devote your strength to Torah. Halavai. And Reish Lakish, who was abandoned at the time, and there's a Machlokes Rishonim, Tosfos there, and Bamitzir discusses whether Reish Lakish had been in the Beis Medrash and then went off the Derech and then came back, or was he never? Was he a Baal Tshuva, and he originally had been in the fold, or not? But either way, Reish Lakish there says, you're telling me I should go to Torah? You should go to women. You're a beautiful guy. Yeah, and so Rabbi Yochanan says, really, you should see my sister, and I will convince my sister to marry you if you come to Torah. And that's what happened. Rabbi Yochanan convinced him to come in, back to the world of Torah, and they became the best of Bar Plutus, right? The best arguers, and even after a tragic story happened, the Gemara tells us, where Rabbi Yochanan made a comment, and Reish Lakish got upset at the comment. Reish Lakish got deathly ill, Rabbi Yochanan davened, Reish Lakish eventually died, Rabbi Yochanan couldn't handle being without his chavrusa, and he lost his mind, the Gemara says. Hechad Bar Lakisha, where are you, Reish Lakish? He couldn't deal with it. The Bali Musar pointed out, it's amazing to put that Gemara along with the Gemara in Brachas. He was able to deal with 10 sons having been lost, but he couldn't deal with losing his chavrusa. Because that was his life, that was his chiyus. Kihem chayin of Yerchemein. Once he lost Reish Lakish, then he couldn't deal with it. Partially, he took some of the blame for it. But either way, that's the two Gemaras that are put together of Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Meisvei. Let's continue. Says the Gemara about 10 lines up. Hakones. Now we have a Brisa. Hakones says Yivim Tova Nimseis Muberes. Somebody does Yibum. And they didn't have pregnancy tests in those days. So he thought that this woman is Zekuka Liyavam. So he did Yibum, and then it comes out she's Muberes. And it's clear that she was Muberes from the first husband, it seems. But Nimseis Muberes. Harizu Lotinasi Sarasa. So at that point, the co-wife cannot get married yet. Cannot get married yet. Shema Yehei Vlad Ben Kayama. Maybe the boy will be a viable child, and therefore, she cannot get married out. So we said, one minute, just the opposite. Adarabba. If it's a good baby, so then she can marry whoever, this girl can marry whoever she wants. What do you mean if it's a Vlad Ben Kayama, then there's a problem? No, if it's Vlad Ben Kayama, then the co-wife should be able to marry whoever she wants. So Ella Ema. So what does it mean? You're right, Shaded. Shema lo yehe Vlad ben Kayama. Maybe the Vlad is not a viable option. Lo yehe Vlad ben Kayama. He won't be considered a good baby, a halachic child, and therefore the chiyuv of Yibum will still be there, and therefore she cannot get married yet. That's what the Brisa says according to this reading. Maybe the Vlad will not be a good Vlad, and therefore there'll be a chiyuv of Yibum, and therefore she can't get married. So the Gemara says, 1 minute. But if you say what happened was already halakhically significant, why can't the other wife do whatever she wants yet? What happened? One of the brothers did Yibam here while she was pregnant. So either way, the Sarah should be safe. Either the child is a child, and therefore there is no Zika in the first place, and even if the child is not a child, Yibam has already been done. So doesn't that prove that I am correct, asks the Gemara, doesn't that prove that what was done is not halakhically significant, a riot to Reish Lakish? So Gemara answers, no. Now we have to modify the whole Shita. Amar Abaya, Bibia Kuleyama lo Pligi de lo Patra. Everybody agrees that Bias Mubaris is lo Shma Bia. Everybody agrees to that. Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees to that. Ki Pligi b'chalitza. The Machlokas is, what about Chalitza's Mubaris? Chalitza Mu'ubaris, meaning the Bia has to do with Kriyas Shame. And therefore, if there's another baby in there when you're being Korah, and you're doing the act of being Korah Shame, it can't overcome that. And therefore, she's already pregnant. So there's no issue of being Korah Shame, Al Shem Achiv, if there buys a baby in there, that's going to be the name. So that's why Yibam is out of the picture. The only possibility is Chalitza, where it doesn't have to do with Kriyas Shame, it has to do with the opposite of Kriyas Shame. So maybe that won't be undermined by an Ibur. So that's where the Machlokas is. Ki pligi b'chalitza. Rabbi Yochanan Savar, Chalitza's Mu'beres, Shma Chalitza. Bia's Mu'beres, Lo Shma Bia. Chalitza can work, even though Bia cannot work while she is a Mu'beres. Reish Lakish Savar, Bia's Mu'beres, Lo Shma Bia. V'chalitza's Mu'beres, Lo Shma Chalitza. Reish Lakish says, no, neither of them. Neither of them are effective when she is a Mu'beres. It's not in the world of Yibum yet. While Chalitza is the Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan says, Chalitza still can work. If you look in the Rebbe Elchanan, in the Kovetz Ha'aretz, in Simen Lamed Ches, he asks the following related to this sugya. Aval tzarech lahavin atam al biya atzma lama lo kana. He says v'yesh lomar. He says that tzarech biur ma bekach deika iser misfeka lavo aleha mikamakam im avar uba lama lo kana given the iser eshesach ein ba imi pila acharkach. It comes out lamaisa. He's bothered by Reish Lakish is svar. It comes out lamaisa that she needed the yibam. So why shouldn't even the yibam work? We just said here, okay, everybody agrees the yibam doesn't work, and the machlokes is about chalitza. But we're going to say at the root, what's the issue? Why doesn't the bia work? Why can't we have a larger perspective? We see the woman had a miscarriage. We see the woman did not have a viable baby, and bia was done. So why does it matter in the order? Kadosh Baruch Hu knows if Eliyahu HaNavi would come today and say that this baby is going to be mu'baris, and yavo Eliyahu, the language used. So would we still not be able to do it? You have to wait till the moment that she's not pregnant yet. This is still called a pregnancy, even though the truth is that this baby is not going to be viable. Says Rav Elchanan v'yesh lomar, kovas aretz imalam and ches, debisha shehimu uberes v'yasura misafek de lahaba. At the moment that she's pregnant, and it's only asur misafek, but that's vadai nozika. A suffix creates vade nozika. Ein bazika alzman ahove ella alzman haasid. Likishet tapil. That's the halacha. The halacha is suffix now is good enough to prevent it being a zika. That's all you need. You don't say, we're not sure, maybe it's a zika, maybe it's not a zika. No. Maybe it's a baby, maybe it's not a baby, and therefore it's vadai nozika. Zika means for sure clear cut zika. That's the definition of a Zika. It's not like, oh, suffix, maybe it is. No, suffix is good enough to say, vadai, no. Umishem hachi, imbal le'ach, shav lokana. And that's where the bia doesn't work. Mikamakom, ein ba iser eishes ach. You know, maybe, are you chayav karis here? Is he chayav karis in this case? If there's vadai no Zika, there should be an iser eishes of ach, even if the baby turns out to be a miscarriage. So, you don't go that far. You could be mechalik, says Rav Elchanan, between the iser of eishes ach, and a Zika liyibam. You might say, what do you mean? If there's no Zika, in the middle is an Isra of Eishes Ach. Rabbi Chanan says, here there's a middle case. You could have no Zika, halachically, and that's why B.S. Muberis doesn't work, even though the Isra of Eishes Ach is removed. The suffix baby is enough to remove the Isra of Eishes Ach, but not enough to remove to say that there is a Zika. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Chanan. Because you have to have a middle case. Mishavachim ba aleh achshav lo kana mikol makom ein ba iser eishes ach af agav de ein is a kuka ella alzman haasid avol eni chalitza to luck iser alachlots shaper yish bazika gemura gam alzman ahove. But you have to explain according to Rabbi Yochanan. This svar is beautiful, but explains why the bia doesn't work. What about the chalitza? It's a little harder according to Rabbi Yochanan. Once you say there is no Zika, and therefore the Yibam is not going to work, because Suffolk baby is already to create Vadai no Zika, but that's only regarding Yibam. Why should Chalitza work, according to Rabbi Yochanan? That's an even bigger chiddush that you can split the two. Reish Lakish would say there's no Zika, period. More smooth, that's what we paskin will see. But in terms of Rabbi Yochanan, you got to work a little harder to say there's a Zika le'inyan Yibam and a Zika le'inyan Chalitza. Be mechalik between the two, which is a big chiddush. We have to see if there's any other examples of this throughout the Masechta where the Isser of Eishes Ach could be removed while there is no mitzvah yet of being zokekli liyibam. Right? We discussed a little bit by Eishes Ach Shaloh Hayab Olamo. Right? There's an Isser without a mitzvah. Right? There's no mitzvah yibam there, and the Eishes Ach still continues to exist. That's an important formulation of Reb Elchanan. Okay, let's continue now. So what we just suggest on the bottom, in the name of Abaya, Abaya says that everybody agrees that bias mu'uberes, even if it turns out to be a miscarriage afterwards, is not going to work. You're going to have to do yibam again. But chalitza is the machlokas, says the Gemara. Rama le Rava, three lines to the bottom. Manavshach, one second. Why? How could you make a distinction like that on a daraisa level? Manavshach, e bias muberes shma bia chalitza muberes shma chalitza v e bias muberes lo shma bia chalitza muberes nami lo shma chalitza. We just gave a beautiful svar and we said, yeah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to say, oh, there's a different halacha zika lagabi yibam zika lagabi chalitza. The Rava says you can't say that. We've had that already twice, and here it is again. Da'kai malan, dekal ha'ola liyibam, ola lechalitza. Because she'ain ola liyibam, ain ola lechalitza. They always go together. They always go hand in hand on a daraisa level. Yes, on a darabanan level. You could be mechalik. Mi daraisa, you could do both. Like we said by the case of back on Daf Chaf. But Asi Docha Lo Sase. Maybe Midaraisa could work, but Midrabanan, where goes there, ought to be a Shnia. So therefore, you're not going to, right, we're only going to allow Chalitza and Ayiba. So on a Darabanan level, but on a Daraisa level, don't they always go together? And therefore, you cannot suggest that, says Rava. What was Abaya thinking? Abaya doesn't know this principle. Abaya also knows the principle. So why is there any distinction? So suggest the Ritva that Abaya says that this is good enough. This is good enough. What do you mean? V'yesh lomar, da Abaya savar, da kivan de lebasof chuvra lo v're'uya liyibam. Ela shahayis atzricha lahamtin kadei sheyisbarer. Since it comes out that really the yibam could have been done earlier, we just didn't know. V'lo yeh bia be'isser, and it wasn't really a bia be'isser. Ole liyibam karinan bay. Abaya says, even though the bia b'shaita was no good, but because you could have done it later, it's called a case of kala ola liyibam. Even though at that moment, it's not ola liyibam. The Rabbah Hadarle, no. Rabbah said, lamaisa. The Torah's got to allow it lamaisa, both of them. De la olam ein chalitza ela kishayachol liyabim ba'osa shah mamish, says the Ritva. And it says in for Rabbah. But Abaye says, no. As long as at some point in this case, you can do yibam, even if you can't do it right now, it's okay that you can call that kosher olo liyibam olo lachalitza. So it's a machlokas within the details of that, but obviously both agreed to the principle. So El Amar Rava. So Rava says, I don't like that answer. So we're back to the original question. What was the question? We're back to saying there. Rav Yochanan says across the board, no chalitza and yibam work, and Reish Lakish says chalitza and yibam do not work. B'shas Mubaris. Problem is, we had a brisa that supported Reish Lakish. So how does Rav Yochanan get out of that brisa? So we have another reading of it. Hachi ka'amar. Hakones yavimto v'nimseis mu'uberes. Again, if somebody does yibum and comes out that she is pregnant at the time, hare zulo tinase tsarasa, her tsara cannot get remarried. Why? Shema yehe vlad ben kayama. That's what the brisa said. Maybe the baby is ben kayama. And then we had to change that. Because we're like, what do you mean? If it's a ben kayama, for sure she should get remarried. But now we're not going to change it. What are we going to say? This is how Rabbi Yochanan reads it. Shemi Yevlad ben Kayama, Ubias Mu'uberis, Lashma, I'm sorry, this is how, even Rabbi Yochanan would read it. Ubias Mu'uberis, Loshma Bia, V'chalitza's Mu'uberis, Loshma Chalitza, and the Bias Mu'uberis, when the Vlad ends up being Shel Kayama, is Loshma Bia and Loshma Chalitza. Meaning, what are we changing here? When does Rabbi Yochanan say that Bias and Chalitza's Mubaris is Shma Chalitza, Shma Yibam? When it comes out that the Vlad wasn't Shel Kayama. Then we're allowed to say that, so you jumped the gun, but if Eliyahu HaNavi would be here, he would say that it's going to be a miscarriage, so therefore it's okay with the Eved. But if the baby ends up being a Ben Kayama, Rabbi Yochanan never says that. So that's why how you read this brisa according to Rabbi Yochanan and according to Reish Lakish. But you're not allowed to do the Yibam or Chalitza because here maybe the Vlad is going to be a Ben Kayama, and then even I agree, says Rabbi Yochanan, that you didn't only jump the gun, you were wrong because of Vlad Ben Kayama. Vahavlad eno poter achi yitzil avir ha'olam. And let's say the baby is a Ben Kayama, so then it only potters the tsaros when the baby comes out. Achi yatzir la'avir. Not just lavir ha'olam. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan would read it. So again, what did Rava? What was Rava machadish to us? Rabbi Yochanan's whole sheet is only if it turns out in the future that you needed to do this. If you didn't need to do this, so then it was shel kayama. So then even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that you have to wait until the baby is born for her to get remarried.
Would she have to wait an additional 30 days after?
So it depends, right? If the doctors would say, if they could tell that it is a full-term baby now, then it probably would not have to. I mean, if you know. The only reason before 30 days that we don't usually say that is because that's Megalala Mafreya. That it wasn't. But if the doctors know, Nechanam, you'd have to figure out that it was a Ben Kayama. Same reason we wait for Pidgin HaBen. For Ben Kayama. Tani Kavasi to Rava, and Rava also, there's a price that supports Rava's reading. Hakonis Yivimto Benimses Muberes, Harizilo Tinasi Tsarasa, Shemeye Vlad Ben Kayama, right? We didn't change the girsa here. Vein Biach Vachalisa Poteres Ela Vlad Poter, and the Vlad is Poter. Vavlad in a Potach Yatzal Avir Ha'olam, until the baby comes out to the Avir Ha'olam. Right? There are a number of halachos that have to do with Ache Yatzal Avir Ha'olam, right? That comes up. Comes up by Bris Milah. Meaning, when is Bris Milah? Day 8 from when the head comes out.
That's when you go by, even if the labor started, you know, way before, but actually, yatza lavir ha'olam, right? And even in Ilchas, when does the baby get the status of the baby? That's also actually yatza lavir ha'olam, right? The Mishnah, well-known Mishnah in Ahalas, and the Rambam quotes it, the Mishnah tells us in Ahalas, when does the baby get the status of a baby? Perek Zayin in Ahalas. Ha'isha shima kashe lele. The woman is having a difficult pregnancy. She is, labor, right? She's in labor. What do we do? And her life is in danger. Mechatchin es avlad b'me'eha. U'motzien oso evarim evarim. Mepnei shechayeha kodmin l'chayav. If a woman's life is in danger, then we allow an abortion. Not only you allow, we mandate. We did an abortion. Why? Because the Mishnah says, Chayeha kodmin l'chayav. Her life takes precedence. Why does her life take precedence? Pashas, because her life is a life. And his life is, the baby's life is not a life yet. Even though it says, Chayav. But how else would the Mishnah say that? It says, she comes before him, because, and we believe that that's the only time that the woman mother's life is in danger. But, Yatsarubo, but once the baby comes out, a Noginbo. So then, we say that you cannot touch the baby, meaning then the baby is already considered something, and not allowed to take care of the baby to save the mother. Moai, shein dochen nefesh mepnei nefesh. Because then it's already a nefesh. Once it's a nefesh, then they're equal nefashos, therefore one doesn't take precedence over the other, right? This is the Gemara discussed, at length in Arachin, but that is the Mishnah in Ahalas. The Rambam has a much discussed formulation of this Mishnah. Much discussed formulation. What does the Rambam say? In Hilchos Rotzeach, in the first parach, Lefichach Horu Chachamim. In the context, important what the Rambam's context is, in the context of Rodef. We know if some Reuven's going after Shimon to kill him, Shimon's allowed to defend himself and kill Reuven. That's called Rodef. Anybody can kill Reuven, not just Shimon. Anybody can kill Reuven. Lefichach Horu Chachamim. Shehu Ubara Shim Akashe Leleid Mutur Lachtoch HaUber B'me'ah. What the Rambam says, the halacha is not the controversy. The reason is the controversy. The Rambam says that Ubar Shim Akashe Leleid, you're allowed to kill the baby, Bein B'sam Bein B'diad. Why? Mibnei Kishehu Kerodef Achareha Laharga. The Rambam says, you know why you're allowed to kill the baby before the baby is born? Because the baby's a Rodef. The Rodef after the mother. Rodef. It's a much more basic halacha. Say, because the baby is not a baby yet. Right? The baby doesn't have a nefesh yet. What does the second half of the Mishnah say? But once he's born, no, because ain't nefesh, ain't doch a nefesh, pretty nefesh. What's the mashma from the Mishnah? That before the baby's born, the baby's not a nefesh. And that's why you're allowed to kill the baby, because the baby's not called alive yet. Ain't doch a nefesh, pretty nefesh is only once it's born. Beforehand, doch a nefesh, pretty is not a nefesh yet. The Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam says, sounds like it is a nefesh, but it's a rodeth. And that's why you're allowed to kill the baby. V'im mishahotzi rosho, e noginbo. Shein docha nefesh beprin nefesh. V'zehu tivo shel olam. And that's the way of the world. There's a danger to all leida. And that's the Rambam in the second half, once the baby's born. But the first half is, what is the Rambam saying? It's rodef? It's even more than rodef. This is a big discussion in the Rambam, what the Rambam means. We know, I mean, even though the baby doesn't have the status of a life beforehand, we are Machal Shabbos for an Ubar. Machlokas Rishonim, we might even be Machal Shabbos for a pre-Ubar, even before 40 days. Usually women don't know they're pregnant yet, but let's say a woman would know that she's pregnant before 40 days after conception. Even then the Ramban writes that we would be Mechal Shabbos for that. Why? Based on the principle of Chalal Shabbos Achas Kli Shishra Shabbos Osharbe. That principle applies, Gemara, the end of Yuma, even if the baby's not a nefesh yet. Right? So, but that is the halacha of Yatza Lavir Ha'olam comes up in Hilchos Mila, comes up in Hilchos Ritzicha, right, comes up in various places when the baby gets the status of a life. Okay, let's continue. Is there a Chaim on that, Rambam? Feel free to do the research. We'll come back to it at another time. So Taima, about 12th line or so. Taima, so now, how do we just explain the Brisa, and we even had another Brisa to back it up. We explained it for Rabbi Yochanan. Taima de Shema Yehe Vlad Ben Kayamahu. Because maybe the Vlad's a Ben Kayama, and therefore it doesn't potter until the baby's born. Halo Havi Vlad Ben Kayama. But if you would know for sure the baby is not a Ben Kayama, so Miftar Tsarasa. So then the Tsara would be able to get married at that time. Why? Because you have a Miman of Shach. Either Yibam was done, right? Or the baby's gonna, there is no Chiv of Zika. So let me take you to the Reish Lakish. Now with the pendulum swings. Now it's a Kasha and Reish Lakish, because it sounds like if the law would not be a Ben Kayama, the Yibam that was done is okay. So I'm like a Reish Lakish, Hachik Tani. Reish Lakish would say, go back to the first reading. That's how I read it. You only changed it for Rabbi Yochanan Shita. So go back to the other reading. Hakoni Sivimto, Benimses Muberis, Harezilo Tinasi Sarasa Shema, Lo Yehev Vlad Ben Kayama. Maybe the Vlad is not a Ben Kayama, and Chalitza's Muberis, Loshma Chalitza, Ubias Muberis, Loshma Bia. That's how you can read it. I, the other line of the Brisa, add in a couple of words. V'yim tomar halach achar rov nashim, v'rov nashim vlad ma'alya yaldan. What about following the rov? Rov nashim have a vlad shel kayama, and therefore shouldn't you have to be note that to that sad? No, but even if you say that, vlad ain't poter, she has to love your holam. Right, she still can't get married right away. Because the vlad only is pater later on. Right, rov nashim vlad ma'alya yaldan. That is a rov de lesa kaman. We know in halacha there are two types of rovs. There's a rov, ruba de isa kaman and ruba de lesa kaman. Isa kaman is, it's in front of me. There are 10 butcher shops, I found a piece of meat. So 9 of them are kosher, 1 of them are not kosher. So I say rov, it goes by the kosher butcher shops. Ruba de isa kaman. Ruba de lesa kaman is what we call a statistical rov. Right? It's not in front of us. Most women have healthy babies. Most women give birth after 9 months. Most oxen are sold for plowing. Right? Most, that's a statistical rov. Big discussion. We're in Chulin. Which one is a stronger one? Or are they different? Which is a stronger? Which one do you say is stronger? Because you could say, if you think about it, Misvara, you get the Gemara is clearly in one direction. But if you think about it, Misvara, you might say, well, here the rove is staring at me in the face. So I can't ignore that rove. But all you might say, the statistical rove is tested and tried, and we know it's, this is what the world, this is what, how the world functions. So each one has a svara. Rabbi Shimon Shkup talks about this in Shara Yosher. Each one has a svara to explain why, how each one could be looked at is as its own strength. Okay. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Vaiter, Efshar Isa Lahadri Shlakish Votanan Labemastisan. Is it possible that we hold like Reish Lakish and there's no Mishnah that says like him? We're going to see soon that we have a Misora, that we pass on like Reish Lakish in this case. Usually we pass on like Rabbi Yochanan, but here we pass on like Reish Lakish. So says Rabbi Lazar, is it possible that we pass on like Reish Lakish and there's no Mishnah out there that's Mefurish like him, that supports him, that Chalitza and Yibam cannot be done when she is Mubaris? So they did their homework and they found one. Nafak, Dok, Va'ashkach. They went out, they checked, and they found the Mishnah later on in Yivamis. It's not. The Mishnah tells us, Ha'isha shalach bai levitzaras lemedines hayam. A husband and wife went out to Medinas Hayam, went to another country, and there's one wife that was left at home. And what happens? Ubo va'amrula mezbalech. Right, the whole second half of Yivamas, this topic. Edus Isha. They come back and say, your husband has died. The shaila is, though, now, she does not know if her co-wife is pregnant or not. If her co-wife is pregnant, so then there's no Zika of Yibam. Right, her husband has a baby. If her co-wife is not pregnant, then she has a Zika of Yibam, and she has to give him to the brother. So she has no idea about the co-wife. She just knows her husband is dead, and that she's allowed to trust. Edus Isha. So what does she do? Hari zulo tinase, falotis yabim. She can't do either. She can't get married to somebody else, because maybe she should have to do Yibam. She can't do Yibam, because maybe the co-wife is pregnant. Acheteida shema muberes hitzarasa. Maybe, until she knows, she can't do anything, she's stuck. So, bishlama yivu me lo. Fine. Let's say that the husband has another brother around there. You can't do Yibam. Yivu me lo. Shema yevla ben kayama. Maybe the co-wife that went to Medina Sayam is pregnant. V'yifka be'isra esha zach da'araisa. And therefore, she's not allowed to get married to the brother. Isra of esha zach. Ela lo tach lo tamai. Why can't she do chalitza just in case? Let her receive chalitza from the brother. And again, we call it, I think we mentioned this yesterday, Shir, from the Bar Tanura, right? We call it that she's going to receive chalitza, even though she's the one that's doing the action of removing the shoe. Cholitz. That's how it's formulated in halacha. Amai lo tachlots. Right? Lo tachlots amai. Why can't you do chalitza? Miman of shach, that should cover her. If the baby is a viable baby that she doesn't need anything, she's just doing it extra. And if it's not, that she's doing chalitza, she can marry somebody else. So bishlama taklos betoch tes vitinasi betoch tes lo. Fine, you can't do everything within 9 months of when she could have gotten pregnant. Hainu safik. That's misupik, and then she can't get remarried there because maybe you're not going to find out about the baby till afterwards. Ella taklos betoch shifa vitisha vitinasi lachatisha. So why don't you just allow chalitza during the 9 months, and she'll get married after the 9 months? Because then for sure we'll know one way or the other. Even if you want to say the lady is only poter after the birth. So, right, once she finds out from 9 months when her husband died, so then that it should be good enough. The Mishnah doesn't say that. It must be like Reish Lakish. It's a right to Reish Lakish that an earlier chalitza while she's still pregnant would not be would not be allowed. So says the Gemara, 1 minute, Ula Taimeich, no, let's give that back. Tachlos v'tinasi lachartes. So why don't you just do it after? So do the chalitza afterwards. The Mishnah also doesn't say that. Right? So there's no raya to you. You're right, it doesn't say the case, but it doesn't say that your case either. Ela barmina. So Gemara says, really, it's not a, there's a separate problem why we would not allow chalitza during the 9 months. Not because, oh, it's against Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan would allow it, and this proves, no, we wouldn't allow it. There's a separate gzeira drabanan why we wouldn't allow it. Ela barmina, except from that case. Tehahi, da abaya bar abba, verevchinana bar abaya, or Baravin, to Amri Travayu, Shema Yehi Vlad Ben Kayama, maybe the Vlad will be viable, and this woman will have done Chalitza for nothing, right, if you do it earlier, V'nimsa Tamatzvicha Kruz L'Kahuna, and this woman, everybody will see the Chalitza in this country, and the baby is in the other country, but you personally will do the research, and you'll know that your co-wife had a baby, and even though you received Chalitza 2 months ago, so you'll go and marry a Kohen. Because the chalitza really wasn't needed. And you're going to have to make this whole announcement and put an article in the papers, put an ad in the papers, my co-wife really had a baby, and I'm allowed to marry a Kohen. So it says the Gemara v'litzracha, what's the big deal? So do that. So announce it. Announce that your chalitza wasn't needed. No, dilma ike inish tavi b'chalitza v'lo havi b'achraza. Maybe some people will know about the chalitza and not know about the achraza, that it really wasn't a needed chalitza. V'asila meimar kashari Chalutza l'kohen. Now people will come, say that a chalutza can marry a kohen. They won't know that your chalitza was not meaningful. It's amazing. You're worried that people are going to say this is only the Rabbanan. Gerusha l'kohen is daraisa. Chalutza l'kohen is only the Rabbanan. We're still worried that people are going to get mixed up about an iser, about the iser derabbanan. Again, the Ritva says here, the only issue here is the problem is because the baby is in Medina Sayam. That's why it's even more difficult. If you did a chalitza here, but the baby's here, then people will realize that it wasn't needed. But again, we don't want to create a case where a woman, a chalitza done to her. Even in the Shulchan Aruch and Evan Ezer, the Shulchan Aruch discusses, if a woman ever has anything done to her, we genuinely would not allow her to marry a Kohen. In Evan Ezer and Simin Vav, beginning of Evan Ezer, the Ramah discusses even Reach HaGet. Sugi that comes up in Gittin, Reach Aget, says the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Vav, Kohen Aser Min HaTorah Begrusha Zona V'Chalala, V'Aser B'Chalutza Mid Rabbanan. That's the Shulchan Aruch. L'fichach, Im Avar V'Nasa Safik Chalutza, Ein Sarach Lahotzi. Because it's only a Isid Rabbanan, Safik Isid Rabbanan will allow them to stay married. Aval Grusha, Afilu Eina Ela Safik Grusha, Sarach Lahotzi. Right? Even a Safik Grusha, Bezim will force him to get divorced. V'Afilu Reach Aget, Posel B'Kahuna V'Kofen Aser Lahotzi. Even the smell of a get, pasels. What's the smell of a get? What's reach a get? The heichi dummy reach a get. Ask the Gemara. Kigon. Sha'amar la. A man gives a get to his wife and says, Harayat mugureshes mimeni v'iat mutaris l'chaladam. He gives her a get that doesn't work. Right? You're divorced from me, but you can't marry anybody else. That's not a good get. A get has to be a krisos that she can. So, v'avo bishlo hutra bazeh a get, nifsla l'kahuna. Even though it's not a good get, even if a woman gets a get that's not a good get, that's called reach haget. Via filu, then the Ramah adds, via filu lo nizgarsha rach mishum kol kiddushin ba'alma. Avo bishahu barur, she'ein mamish ba'osan kiddushin. Even if it's clear that the kiddushin are problematic. Ve'i nosten get rach mikala chumra ba'alma. You're just giving a get mitzad chumra. Everybody knows this isn't a good marriage. Just giving a get just to cover yourself is a chumra ba'alma, afilu hachi psulul kahuna. Even so, that's enough to call reach haget. If she gets a get, mitzad chumra. Where did this come up? It's a very serious shaila. Comes out, we discussed it in the past. Rav Asher Weiss has a tshuva about this in the Minchas Asher and Chelik Beis Simin Pei Aleph. Kiddushei Schok. What's it called? It's the case of Kiddushin im Agule Bisli. Right, teenagers are playing around in the pizza shop, and a boy goes over to a girl and gives her some bisli, gives her a coke, gives her any little thing. Arim gudashes li be bagbuk zek das moshe be yisrael. Afraid to it. And you always hear about one of these every generation, right? So what's the so number one? You have to be worried about this marriage, mamish, right? When this was the case, in his case, what happened? Nar ben shva esrei shana hilbish al etzpa lo kol dibur muktam igul bisli. A boy puts on a girl's finger a ring, right? One of those, I think in America they're called super snacks. In Israel they're called bisli. Right, you put it on, and he says, "Hari amukudesh li lakotza chukam shel chaverv," and everybody in the store is laughing and laughing. Habukhalo dvareha, the girl herself did not hear exactly what he said. Uberoma vachata, she's all in a state of panic, doesn't know what to do. She eats the bisli. She takes it, she's like, "What is this?" And she eats it without any other reaction. Kasher no marla lachar shush aloliot sheila b'keshel lachadash kiddushin. What afterwards? They tell her what happened, and she realizes it. She starts crying hysterically. And it's Baruch Hashemesh that both of them were playing around. And it was a joke. But the question is, is this enough for, to need a get? So Rav Asher Weiss goes through 10 different reasons why this was not, this is not a problem. Baruch Hashemesh, then in this case, she didn't answer, there was no Ratzon, and the Eidim would joke it, they thought knew it was a joke. 10 different reasons. But he says at the end, after going through that, because remember, once you give the get even L'chumra, the Shulchan Aruch says you can't marry a Kohen. Serious business to say, you know what, you might as well. So she won't marry Cohen, big deal. Well, if she wants to marry, you don't want to put a woman into a situation where she's in this case. The last line, he says, oy va voy, but one generation are we in that the boys and the girls are doing this. Right? He says, amna mo'achache de oy wanu. She got also be amenu. Bechinecha kalukal. Shebo banu ubanus misroin b'moshav leitzim ke'esh b'na ores u'mayase aben v'lo yechta. V'ish lo chicham b'tochacham agulul esrachim yidarkam hanalozah shesofa miyasharen. Anyways, that's the important halacha l'maisa discussion. Besides the lumdus behind it, but again, like the Gemara says here, why people are going to say chalutz of a kohen? That's what we generally don't allow any marriage to a kohen in these situations. Viter. Okay, Amar le'abaya midi lo tachlots v'lo tisyabim k'toni lo tinasi v'lo tisyabim k'toni v'lo chalitza. Abaye says, I have a much more basic defense of Rabbi Yochanan against that Mishnah that we tried to bring as a right to Reish Lakish. It doesn't even say, lo tachlo tesyabim. It says, don't get married below chalitza. Avali chalitz lach and ami desharia. You would be able to do chalitza. It doesn't say that, but favors that you can't do that. Tanya kavasid Reish Lakish. Now we have a brisa. Okay, the Mishnah didn't work, but at least a brisa that supports Reish Lakish. Hacholitz lumuberes. Vehipila, Sricha Chalitza Menachin, is Beferish. The original Chalitza did not work. Amar Rava, Hilchasa Kavase Deresh Lakish Bahanitzlas. Even though usually we pass in like the Rebbe, we pass in like Rabbi Yochanan, in three cases we have a Mesorah that we pass in like Reish Lakish. Hilchasa Kavase Deresh Lakish. The Ritva, the Meiri, all say there are more than three. Look throughout Shas. There are more than three cases. So the Meiri says that these three are the only ones where it's only Reish Lakish talking. In all the other contexts, Reish Lakish is also teamed up with somebody else. So that's why we could possibly like the other person who he's teamed up with, but it's not uniquely Reish Lakish. These three are the only ones where it's only Reish Lakish, says the Meiri. The Ritva says, no, it's Tana V'Shir, like we have many other contexts. So what are they? So, Chada Hadamar, one of them in this case. What is it? In this case that Chalitza's Muberis is Loshma Chalitza. Idach, the other one, Ditan, Mishnah Mesachas Vabasra. Hamachalik Nechasim Alpiv. Somebody's giving out his property, his Nechasim, before he dies. And, he's preventing regular Dinim of Yerusha. Riva Lechonomi Lechad. Vehishval Emesabachar. He can do whatever he wants. A man could give out his Nechasim, give him a ton and do whatever he wants. Gives more to one, doesn't give the Bachar double. Varav Kayam, and it all works. Vim Amar Mishum Yerusha, Lo Amar Klum. But if he says he's doing it, that this should be my Yerusha, then that's called Masana Mashakasa Batara. You're changing the rules of Yerusha. You can give him a tonne before Yerusha kicks in. But to change the rules of Yerusha doesn't work, and therefore, Lo Amar Klum, that does not work, as Rashi says in the second to last line, Shehisna Mashakasa Batara Vitznao Batel. And it's not his Batel. This is Masana Mashakasa Batara. Pashtus, this is Bedavar Shebemamon. Right, elsewhere we have. His Masana Mashakasa Batara, only in Isser, what about in Mammon? So here it seems to be even in Mammon. Even though there is a Rambam, there's Rambam Nichlas Nachlas that says that Nachla is not only Dini Mammonis. It is a little Isser Veheter. That's a big discussion about Abasser, but the Rambam at the beginning of the sixth parak in Hilchas Nachlas. But this is Yerusha. Kasav, but what if he writes it? He writes it to, again, change the laws of Yerusha. Bein betchila, bein besof, bein beemsa, mishum matana derav kayamin. As long as you use the word gift, anywhere in your shtar, even though you use the words of Yerusha too, but if you use the words gift, dvarav kayam, and that's good enough. You have to use the word gift. But the Amar, so we have to add in a case here that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about. Then we have the, right, Rashi says on top, lav amas nisan palig, right, the following machlokas is not about the exact case of the Mishnah, is what if you have in a shtar, you're giving to two different people, And regarding one of the people, you use the Lashon of Matana. And regarding one of the people, you only use the Lashon of Yerusha. Is that good enough? It's all in the same shtar. So is that good enough to say, oh, you use the Lashon of Matana, so it all should be good? So Rabbi Yochanan says, yeah. Rabbi Yochanan says, as long as there's a Lashon of Matana in the shtar regarding anybody, then all of them are considered that and it's okay. And Reish Lakish argues on that. V'yama Reish Lakish, la'olam lo'kana acha yomar, ploni u'ploni, yirshu, sadeh plonus u'plonis, shenesatim lahem b'matana, the yirsham. You have the language of Matana that applies to both of them. Good. One of the only mitzvahs that you could fulfill only after one dies. Yerusha. Right? Another one might be Puravu. Because Puravu is when, it's not only when you have a boy and a girl, but the poskim say, based on the Gemara, that it's, we're going to have this later on in the Masechta. When a person dies, A, when his boy and, when his son and daughter have a son and daughter, it doesn't have to be that each one has a son and daughter. But it means there has to be in the grandchildren a son and daughter, and a person dies after producing that. Meaning if the children predecease him, it could be that undermines the mitzvah. So it could be that Puravu is another example, which could only fulfill totally after one dies. The Idach in the third place will be passing like Reish Lakish. It's on another Mishnah in Baal Basra. All these cases of Misha Meis. Hakosiv kon nechasiv lebeno lachar moso. A person writes, all his nechasim should be to his son after he dies. Rashi quotes, it's a case of mehayom lachar misa. He writes from today after he dies, then he can't give a present after he dies. But he writes, mehayom lachar misa. It should start going to effect now and then lachar misa fully. What does that mean? Let's say it's a tree. Let's say he's giving his son a tree. So, he's giving his son the goof of the tree now, but while he's alive, the father's keeping the fruit of the tree. So he's giving it mehayom lachar misa. You get the goof now, but I'm keeping what's called the kinyan peiros. I'm keeping the kinyan peiros. So, ha'av could, so in, right now, until the father dies, this tree is in a state of limbo. Neither of them could sell it. Ha'av in yacholim kar, mepnei shenasan leben. The father can't sell it because the son owns it partially. And the son can't sell it because the father still owns the peiros. What happens if they did sell it? Machar ha'av. What if the father did sell it? The problem is he already gave it to the son beforehand. So all he could sell is his fruit that he's eating until he dies. So mechur enache yamasu. It's sold until he dies, but then it reverts. The tree goes to the son. Machar ha'ben. What if the son sells it? But one second, the father's eating fruit now. So then, ein lelokeach klum shiyam asav. So then, the son sold his rights. His rights is only after his father dies. So once his father dies, then it goes to the lokeach. What happens though if the son predeceases? V'yitmar mochar haben b'chayah av ameis haben b'chayah av. What if the son sold it and then the son dies first? So one second, the son sold it, so you should say, oh, he only sold his rights. His rights only started after his father died. But here, he predeceased his father. So that's the machlokas. The father has kinyan peros. Does that mean, does that prevent the sale? So that's the machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan amar lo kana lokeach. In that case, the lokeach gets nothing. Right? The buyer, the father keeps it. Reish Lakish amar kana lokeach. Reish Lakish says, no, the buyer gets it after the father eventually dies. Rabbi Yochanan amar lo kana lokeach. Why? Kinyan peros kinyan aguftami. Even though the father only had kinyan peros, a minimal kinyan, that's enough to be considered kinyan haguf. That's enough to be considered full kinyan to prevent the lokeach from getting it. Reish Lakish amar kana lokeach. Reish Lakish says, no, the lokeach gets it. Because the father's kinyan is limited. Kinyan peros lav kinyan aguf dami. Kinyan peros is lav kinyan aguf. Period. Whenever you talk about kinyan peros kinyan aguf, you got to mention the ksos. The ksos in Simon Reish Nun Zayin Sif Gimel. Reish Nun Zayin Sif Gimel. The ksos deals with Tosfos' question. What's Tosfos' question? We paskin like Reish Lakish here, like the Gemara says. Kinyan peros is lav kinyan aguf. So one second, ask Tosfos in Meseches Gittin. A question that all the Rishonim deal with. If you say that Achim, this is the sugya in Gittin, in Andaf Mem Ches, when brothers split up a Yerusha, they are considered Lekuchos, and even though everything got split up, when Yovel comes, when we have Yovel again, you're going to have to do a resplit. This might not be yours, you have to go back to the pot and resplit it in Yovel. Machzirin Zelazebi Yovel. So asks the Tosfos, how could you ever have somebody who brings Bikurim, and he says, Me'artzacha. Right, you gave me from right. It's the land that you gave me, Hashem. But if kinyan peiros is lav kinyan aguftami, and every person who ever owns land, whoever owns fruit, only has a kinyan peiros, we pass like Reish Lakish lav kinyan aguftami, then it's never really yours. It's gonna leave you. What does Reish Lakish say here? When the father dies, it goes to the lokeach. your kinyan is limited. So whenever anybody brings bikurim, they shouldn't be able to say the mikra bikurim, because how could you say that lashon that it is that you bring me'artzacha from your land? It's not your land. So the Ramban says it's special din by bikurim. The Ramban there in Baal Basra says shiny bikurim the gali bu rachmanik and appears midasiv ulubeischa. The Torah says it. It must be that it's possible. So it must be that it's a special din by bikurim. So the Ksos goes into. He says no. Even if you say kinyan peiros lavkinyan and guftami, and in the future it's not going to be yours. Meaning when the father dies, it's not yours. But what about while the father owns it? You're allowed to view in halacha. And this is the yesod of the ksos that applies in many sugyas. Even if your kinyan is limited in time, when you have it, it could be considered a full kinyan. What's called a kinyan haguf lizman. Even if you sold like Reish Lakish, says the ksos, that kinyan peiros is not a kinyan haguf dami, but that's only when your kinyan peiros runs out. But when you have your kinyan peiros, it works. Ksos says, you know where this helps me out? This helps me out in the sugya of matana manas lahachsir. Right, the Gemara talks about this in the first parak of Kiddushin. Does that work by lulav? Does that work by Kiddushin? What if a man gives a woman, a matana manas lahachzir? How could that work? It's a manas lahachzir. Kinyan peiros is lahachzir kinyan guftami. You have to give it back. Says the Ksos, no, I think you could come up with a concept that even if you hold kinyan peiros lahachzir kinyan guf, while you have it, it's full. It's kinyan haguf lizman. And he says, I was always thought this in my life, and I always searched, and I always searched and searched, can I find somebody who says this? And he says, Baruch Hashem! I was so excited when I found the Tshuvas Harash. In the Tshuvas Harash, he quotes this in Klal Amid Hei, from Rabbi Avigdor Kohen Tzedek. He quotes this idea, he asks the same question, Im komer ha-matana ha-manas la-hafzir, kinyan peiros pa'almakar relay. So how could you be yotzei by dalad midim lachem yesh lomar? This is the language of Rav Victor Cohen, and the Tshuva Zarash. To lahachi kari le kinyan peiros she'eno yachol la'ochlo avol miha kinyan aguf l'shah mikri ubahachi sagi. That's enough. He quotes that ulefiza nicha kiven de biyovel kinyan aguf l'shah have. It's a kinyan aguf l'shah ukmo shekaza rashar lach barbana yovel. You can do whatever you want with this until yovel, and therefore it's called Artzacha. He says that's what it's called, and the Ksos got very excited. He says that he found this in the Rebbe Avigdor Cohen in the Tshuva of the Rush. So again, even according to Reish Lakish, you could view it as a kinyan guf l'shah. Just when the father dies, then it has to go back. Okay, Vaid, let's just do a little bit more. Okay. Gotta get excited about that Ksos. Einav lad shel kayama chulu. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if the baby turns out not to be a viable baby, the vlad is not shel kayama. So then what did the Mishnah say? Good, you can stay married. Tana Bishum Rabbi Eliezer, Amru Yotzi Baget. Rabbi Eliezer argues on the Mishnah. No, you gotta get divorced. If you did Yibum, you jumped the gun, even if the baby was not a viable baby, you have to get divorced. Right? You need the get. Rashi Pashtus is you only need the get. So you also need Chalitza. So Tosafot Yeshanim says maybe you need Chalitza, like Reish Lakish. But Rabbi Eliezer says Yotzi Baget. Omar Rava, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lazar, Amru Davar Echa. They both say this type of idea that there's a fine, there's a knas. Rabbi Lazar had the Amr, Rabbi Lazar says what we just said, meaning even though really you should be able to stay married. No, you got to get out of it because you jumped the gun. Rabbi Meir says that the Tanya in the following case, Lo Yisa Adamu Beres Chaveiro Benekas Chaveiro, a person should not get married to a pregnant or a nursing woman. Pregnant because that's dangerous for the baby, both dangerous for the baby because you're going to lose the milk. Vim Nasa, if he did get married, Yotzi, you have to get divorced. Lo yachzor olam is divrei Meir. Meir says, and he never let him marry her because he did one thing wrong. Knas. V'chachamim omrim yotzi, l'kshagiyas mano lichnos yichnos. No, after 2 years, then you could get remarried to this woman. It's just for the sake of the baby. So that's the knas. Machlokas we've shown him here, is the knas even if he only did erisin to this woman? What if he just wants to make sure nobody else marries this woman? So he's always going to do erisin. He's not going to do nisuin. He's not going to live with her. Is that good enough? The Rambam says that if it's only erisin, mutzer l'kayim. Rambam says. Amar le Abaya, so just one more line. Abaya says you don't have to say that they're saying the same thing. Mimai. Dil Malawi, Adkan Lakam Rebbe Lazar, Hacha. Why does Rebbe Lazar say Knas here, Elamishum, the Kabada Isser Ashes Ach Daraisa? It's a Savik Daraisa here. Aval Hasam Drabanan, Krabanan Sphere Lay. There's an Isser Drabanan. Not to marry the pregnant woman or the nursing woman. Inami, or the opposite. Akam akam Rabbi Meir Hasam Elam Mishum Durabanan. Maybe Guf is Durabanan. V'chacham Masu Chizak. Let's bring him Yosef Mishal Torah. Durabanan want to show that their dinim are strong, and they'll be even stronger than Daraisas. Aval Hacham Midaraisa Mifresh Parshi Minei. You don't need that prevention. You don't need to be kones so that other people will learn from this, as Rashi explains it. Right. So therefore, you wouldn't need the knas in the Daraisa case, only in the Durabanan case. Okay. We'll have to stop here, and Hashem, we will continue.